Okay, we're talking to Sergei Giltsov of the Khrunichev organization at the IAF Congress. Welcome to the space show, Sergei.
Thank you.
And we're sitting in the display of Khrunichev at the exhibition here. What's the purpose of having this display at the exhibition?
So in general, just firstly maybe some words about Khrunichev. Khrunichev is the leading space company of Russia, and so we are very famous in the world. So just it's enough to say that all space stations, former Soviet and Russian space station, including Mir space station, which you can see mock up this on our booth, so were designed, produced in Khrunichev Space Center, and all modules were launched by our rocket Proton, which we also suggest for our potential clients here. And this is one of the part of our business. And sure, during this time we had a great experience of manufacturing such modules for space stations. That's why it's not surprised that Khrunichev was chosen for manufacturing and launching first element of International Space Station, functional cargo block, which you can see here too. So, and on schedule, we launch it 20th November this year. I think it will be a historic event. I invite you to visit Baikonur during this launch. Welcome. And sure, here we suggest our experience for any organizations, and we are open for business. We suggest our using of our experience in designing and manufacturing various space modules, as well as our capabilities and our launch vehicles. Firstly, it's Proton. We are working with such companies as Motorola, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Hughes, L'Oreal, and so on. So we are in business with such companies as Lockheed Martin and Ariane. We compare with Ariane, Delta, Atlas. So taking into account this event, I mean Congress, it's the number one event in this sphere in the world. We are here and we present our new developments and suggest our technologies.
What are the projects you're working on for the International Space Station? You mentioned the functional cargo unit.
The functional cargo block, or Zarya module as it's called now, it's a first element. So that it's very important for the whole project. The first element of the International Space Station and all other elements will be docked later. And since we will start the assembling of the International Space Station. So that's why it's very important, and we are proud that we've done it.
We're looking at a couple of models here of the Proton rocket. And there's one, a new one with a new upper stage called the Proton M. What's the current status of that project?
Proton M, it's approximately ready for using, and the first launch of Proton with new upper stage Breeze M will mean this December.
What is the payload? What size payload can the Proton M put into orbit?
Just Proton or Proton M? So Proton it's about 2.2 tons, and Proton M will be about 3 tons from Russia.
Okay, that's to geostationary orbit.
Yes, it's rather important. It's not to geo-transferring orbit, it's just directly to geostationary orbit.
And there's some other models we have here of the smaller boosters behind us. What are those projects?
No, it's a new family of new launch vehicles family. It's a launch vehicles of a new generation, Angara. Now it's just a project and it is designing. So, and we plan that the first light vehicle, light class launch vehicle, will be in 2 years, and we'll present a full scale mock-up of this launch vehicle. We plan to do it in Paris show, and in general this is a launch vehicle which will substitute Proton. Approximately it will be ready about 2,005 years, something like that.
What's the Khrunichev involvement in the Angara?
So we design and produce it, and we'll launch it. We'll suggest launches.
What's the main difference between the Proton and the Angara? There's a difference in the type of fuel that's used?
Well, fuel, payload, and it's rather important for us now that we plan to launch this launch vehicle from Russian Cosmodrome. You know, the Baikonur, it's Kazakhstan territory. So now we plan to construct launch pad in a Russian Cosmodrome, Plesetsk.
Okay, and also possibly the new one at Svobodny?
Khrunichev have no plans for Svobodny, just Baikonur and Plesetsk.
Okay. Some of the background, you were talking about the different space station modules before. Those space station modules, originally the development was with the Chelyabinsk Design Bureau for the Almaz space stations, and then later on the design of the Almaz was adapted for what became the Salyut space stations. Can you tell us a little bit about that history? So
you mentioned the Chelyabinsk Design Bureau. So you are quite right. Right now, Chelyabinsk Design Bureau or Design Bureau Salyut, it's a part of Khrunichev. So history. I don't know what to
A couple of the other things that we have on display at the stand, we have a model of Salyut 7 and also the TKS spacecraft. Can you tell us anything about those?
We just show that, it's your right to show our background and, just to demonstrate our history that we are not a newcomer on this market and that we design and develop and we know how to do it. So, this is the beginning of orbital space stations, so that's why we just to look at the historical items.
So, in fact, the history of the organization, its experience with space, goes back to 1960 with the KB Salyut, and the Khrunichev factory itself started producing spacecraft in 1960, so it's now 37 or 38 years of working on spacecraft and rockets.
Yes, you're right, and this is the main aim of showing these items here. It's just to show that the union of two organizations, Design Bureau and, assembling factory, it can give a good result, which we have now.
Okay, well, we've been talking to Sergei Gilsov of Khrunichev, and thank you for joining us on the space show, and enjoy the rest of your stay in Australia.